Y'all niggas should start, recording for the pre-roll.
It is
One of these
recording.
days. Yeah, but no, there's no pre-roll material now.
Stop thinking
well,
we are
there's the
proficient.
Pre-roll material. Perfect. On this episode of Pod Teed, Sam Morris will be played by Vid Sermon. Hear ye, welcome to the Church of Pod Teed, the 38th assembly of us all here, in memory of the day when J. Solomon the Jew condemned Jesus Christ upon the cross. We have him yet again here, on a cross behind us. Hello, Jay.
Fucking Jews.
Poke him with a stick.
Yeah, that will be the post ceremony. We have
Deco
something very special
toes.
Today. Shut up right there.
Stab him in the face.
Now, today, we are brought here for a joyous occasion. I'm your head priest, Andrea Ritsu. And today, Maddie Shoestring. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You'll be marrying your love. The dead, rotting corpse of Sam Morris.
Disclaimer for the listeners, Sam Morris is not here. I will be playing his corpse. I'm Vid Sermon, by the way.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Morris!
Wonderful, wonderful. Just like Jesus would have wanted.
I love you, Maddie!
Oh, I love you, Sam. Oh, look at your penis. It's so big.
Oh, someone is moving my mouth to match up to this one.
Oh, I can't wait to see the kiss. Now, of course, we need someone to bring up the rings and be the best man and the maid of honor and all that stuff. And for that, we have Springles the dog.
Hey, I was told I was supposed to get this specific ring. But I think I ate it. And then I pooped it. And then I ate that because fuck you, all of you. Oh. I went to McDonald's and got an onion ring. Have that.
I think we will have Adam Owen escort the dog out.
I don't want to touch him.
That's fine.
He's just done a poop.
Right fair here. Enough, fair enough. Now, Maddie,
yes.
Do you take this corpse to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Oh, sweet Jesus, yes.
And Sam Morris, do you give your dead consent to be Maddie's necrophilia experiment?
You bet!
If anyone feels these two should not be married, speak up this second, or yay, chief, something forever may remain silent.
Stop the wedding!
No!
Tommy!
Maddie Shoestring has crippling autism.
so crippling that I make Nintendo sounds.
Well, in that case, he may not be married. Autistic people shall have no right to marriage in our Church of Podteed.
I am sorry,
Maddie. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
It's fair enough. I would just have made him dress up like Sonic and bum me.
Speaking as a CGI horribly animated dog, I truly feel for your loss. I did a poop for you in this church. I hope this can quell your grief.
You know, Springles, I know I say this a lot, but go fuck yourself.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Shut up.
Welcome to Botteed!
Yay! And this was a gripping commentary.
We really
support the marriage of both autistic and dead people.
But not.
Yes, Nintendo, come on, be cool.
Yes, I found an exploit where I can marry someone even though they're dead in one of your games, Nintendo. And you kind of,
I mean,
patch 003, never forget,
I mean, it's sexy as shit, but Is this the sort of thing we should have our children exposed to?
You can marry dead people in The Sims, can't you?
I mean, well, you can marry ghosts. You can have ghost babies in The Sims.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
When I look at the two of this bride and groom, and I know that one of them has said in their lifetime, I like Sonic the Hedgehog, I feel sick.
You know what? I agree with you. I think anyone...
I think Sonic fans know more about the rings than anyone else.
They are quick to put a ring on it.
Yeah, but you touch them once and they lose all the rings.
Oh. Now I'm sad.
Well,
there's a joke here about 100 rings and extra life, but I can't think of it.
When
they marry 100 Sonic... people, they finally get to have sex and have a new kid because then they get an extra life.
I was going to say the joke is that there are some people in this world who like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I was going to follow up one of your jokes with that.
I mean, let's be honest, right? The real joke is on the fans. This week feels incredibly incontinental to me. I think we're all just such worldly people. I mean, I have never been to Stockholm, so that's good.
Wait, how does that relate to anything? I don't live in Stockholm.
Yeah, but if you go there, you become worse.
Is that like the industrial center of Sweden?
No, it's just the worst center.
It's the best part of Sweden.
The worst.
Well, Maddie tells me Stockholm thinks Stockholm's the best, and then everyone else thinks Göteborg's the best. So I don't.
Here's the thing: they're right.
No, they are not.
Yeah, but every town
for life.
That's sort of why I look for the areas where they don't have that sort of weird jingoistic patriotism about them.
No, we just get bored. I'm sorry. We just get bored.
Göteborg has a word that's meant to be like to mean very like in very good, and it's good. No, fuck Göteborg.
Hey! Don't hate us because we are as beautiful as Springles.
Yeah.
Springles is good, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a lesson we all need to learn. That anyone who plays video games is a gay lord, lols.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And Springles is beautiful.
And 360 no scope. I think that's the thing.
Also,
hashtag glass pie.
God. I don't think the pie is real. I've heard conflicting rumors about this.
Hashtag where the white women at.
I can tell you where they're not at. Tommy's house.
Yeah.
Burn.
What? He only buys the blacks.
Well, I mean, you can't buy white women unless you're, you know, one of Jay's people.
Have we started this podcast yet?
We have.
Why do we keep on talking about Jay?
Did you notice the casual racism?
We are racist. We have
what
said
racism? That... Jews aren't people.
No, they are not. They're more like...
They're fucking vermin. They need to die. What's racist?
Jews are a lot like the necromorphs. You know, they bite and infect you, and you just become this horrible mishmash of gunk.
And echo.
Yeah, I mean, we should kill all Jews. I mean, okay, Merry Tuesday. Oh, shit, a train just hit me.
Wait.
Well, you go silent for a few seconds.
Okay, let's backtrack a little.
Yeah?
You said your name and then claimed that you were hit by a train.
Yeah?
That's usually the reverse order of what happens.
Okay, Kira, if I die, could you just scroll on my tomb? Oh shit, that train hit me.
Yes, that should be on your tombstone.
And could I have pictures of Adam Owen there?
I think we should all have pictures of Adam Owen on our gravestones.
I would like to have Adam Owen's face tattooed on my inner thigh.
Well, you can get that easily.
And okay. I want Adam Owen on one side and Springles on
Springles
the other.
Springles on the other, yeah.
So they're kissing.
Yeah, so they're kissing when you put your legs together, yes.
Yes, and when I spread them, I have Tommy's face tattooed over my balls.
Well, I thought you already had that.
No, it's really expensive. Tommy has a lot of face to put in.
I don't know, it's really hard to find just the right font to say iOS for life.
iOS? Hello, I am Tommy.
Yes, that's exactly how Tommy sounds.
It never gets old.
Well, he does it a bit more. Hello, I
have really
Tommy.
Come to appreciate the iOS in the last few months. Like, a whole lot. Like, not enough for me to want to get an iPhone. I will probably never get an iPhone. But, man, the iPad is, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I learned a while back. Especially,
so they could draw. So the conclusion to Vid Sermon and Matt Shoestring is that you guys can go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, actually, yes.
With with a spiky
wait,
spoon.
Wait, what did... Shit, a train almost hit me again. What did we do?
We are now in the majority of people who like iPads.
And
you are...
You know what I would really want? But probably cost about £6,000 or something. I have a light table that's, I think it's an architect table with a big lamp under it. If you could make the glass top of that also be like an iPad, I would like that.
So, a Surface?
Yeah. Could you make that Surface be some sort of pooter machine?
But it would be pretty useless because you couldn't, like, carry it around. I mean, it's not a selling point for you.
I only want it for when I'm sitting there.
Is that how young people see desktop computers these days? As in, their iPads that are huge and you can't carry around with you. So what's the point?
I imagine so. Actually,
man, the future is sad.
I don't like the future. Should we go back to
the future? The future's awesome.
I think we should go back to the '80s.
Yes, the '80s future was cool.
The '80s
future was lasers and weird like Matrix cyberspace esque things.
Yeah, and like
current future is like, hey, look, the iPad is smaller now. Now it's larger again.
And global warming is happening.
My multimedia technical masterpiece of engineering isn't innovating every year.
Oh look, the Kinect is now not bundled anymore.
Yay!
Yoo-hoo!
You know what? If the Xbox One had any games, I might actually get one now.
I kind of thought that as well, though. So. It's hard to say what I want to... Because I've been on the new podcast on Boss Dungeon, I'm not sure how much video game talk I want to shut down.
You know, I think we should change this. I think this should be a lifestyle podcast from now on.
What lifestyle?
We give you lifestyle advice, man.
Guy, could you just...
Yeah.
Like, okay, step one, buy a Hyundai...
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And then you buy
such good quality cars.
And you buy a dog and you call him Mr. Scrappy.
Oh, I would do that.
And
he would have a little spot on his eye.
Oh, and you put a bandana on him and tell him, it's ironic.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I just
hate I you. Want you to like, die.
This is the kind of thing we talk about at like 1 in the morning when we're on Steam and really tired. Like,
I'm never
I was waiting for that bit to finally get to the point and then you just stopped.
What?
You can't extract any point out of that.
Yes, you can. Shut up. I was funny. I'm at the moment.
Just buy an iOS is what we were getting.
You know what? I could actually ask my brother and I could get one quite cheaply, but I don't think I would use one.
Buy an iOS.
Okay, I'm talking about like an iPad. But I don't think I would ever actually use it for very much.
Well, you're a different market because you don't leave the house.
I never leave the fucking home.
I don't either. I only...
Yes, but you're a drug addict.
Hey, I use mine mostly at home, so...
Yeah, I spent like a total of like 6 hours on this iPad yesterday.
Yes,
not leaving this bed.
Yeah, but okay, I'm not a fucking slacker like you.
Yes, you are.
No, I
you get paid by your government specifically to be a slacker.
Okay, Adam Owen. Oh, bro.
All right, let's settle this. Let's have a welfare off.
Okay,
Adam Owen. Matt, how much welfare do you get?
About £8,500.
Okay. To Beatrice, how much welfare do you get?
I get nothing.
Oh.
I win. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Okay. How about this? Why do you have so much AIDS?
Well, because I had a lot of sex.
No, it's the lifestyle of you and Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Me and Freddie Mercury are essentially the same person.
Yeah, I mean, you both are I'm trying to think of something here. No.
Born in Sex-alicious. Africa.
They're both associated with female royalty.
Yeah. I mean, you. I was going to bring up. No, that's a Toto song. You do bless the. You do bless the rains down in Africa, though.
Do you have trouble thinking of a Queen song? Because that's unforgivable.
No. I'm just trying to think of a good one. This is too. No, a good name. Oh. A good name. Jesus Christ.
Little shoestring.
A good name.
Bringing it home.
I was going to kill you a killer queen.
See, even Sermon raised an eyebrow and he doesn't know what music is.
I don't like Queen very much.
Oh, I'm with Sermon.
It's not the kind of music I listen to.
I have crippling diabetes. It does.
That hurt.
It does.
That hurt.
He has a lot of diabetes.
Too much, if you ask me.
Yeah, like 20 kilos.
Tell me, how much? How many health diseases do you have?
Only bad cholesterols and first degree obesity.
I'm not even obese, and my cholesterol is A-okay.
I thought you were going to say first degree murder.
Or first degree burns. Well, I got a few first degree burns. It's okay.
You can play Angry Birds on it. It's good. First degree burns are a good thing.
I mean, it's no ice cold Pepsi Cola, but it's still pretty good.
I go to cups.
Shut up. This is a bad podcast. I'm taking my.
Yeah, let's get to the.
I'd say if Sam wasn't dead, we'd be talking about stuffing.
I thought you were going to say gay first.
If only Sam wasn't gay. We'd be talking about something other than Metal Gear Solid or fucking Ratchet and Clank. Again.
When did Morgan Freeman join us?
I don't know. I'm Morgan Freeman. Not really. That wasn't the voice I was going to make. Anyway, video to games?
What have people been playing or watching this week?
I'm playing Fistful of Frags. It is a Half-Life mod that is a cowboyed game where it's only deathmatch currently. And you just run around really not pretty environments. Mostly sort of, I don't know, like deserted, I don't know, just your standard Western sort of locales.
Brown towns and deserts.
Yeah, and a steam liner, whatever that's called. What's it called? When there's like a boat that's on, that's powered by steam, yeah, and there's like boat. One single rotary thing that pushes the whole thing, and it's... I don't know. On that thing, you can be on that thing. So it's a game where you are either a good cowboy or a bad cowboy and shoot each other in the face because it's a team deathmatch.
Did you ever play Lead and Gold?
I have not.
I think you might like that game.
I know. I have seen it around.
Bet you have, Dirty Boy.
We need more games in the Western, actually.
We do. I love
Gun it. Was cool.
Yeah,
Gun was great.
I 100% Gun.
I also 100%
have it on my shelf right here.
It seems like only 9 people liked Gun, and I'm 2 of those people.
Half of the people in the world who liked Gun are on this podcast,
and they're all losers.
Pretty much.
Do you know?
I just killed someone with a bow and arrow for the first time, though. That's the best.
Oh.
My favorite part of Gun was when you're bored and you start stirring shit into town, and then a posse comes and kills you, but there's only like 3 people there, so you kill them, and then everyone forgets that you did anything.
Oh yeah, no.
Then you go to the only other town in the city and do the same thing.
Wait, only other town in the city? What kind of town is this, and what kind of city is it?
town of two cities.
Is it like like a mega city one or?
Well, by mega city, you mean the desert,
the mega
then
city
yes.
one wasn't as good as the mega city two.
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
That was a good.
I will come. I know where's roughly where you live. I will end you. Actually, you know what? If you just figure out how to do postage, I will know exactly where you live.
You know, my address is publicly available on my Facebook, I think.
I'm too lazy to look at it.
I shouldn't say that on a podcast.
I'm too lazy
to look at it. I'm going to have to remove it now.
You probably should anyway.
I'm glad no one cares about me.
You know, Adam Owen, I care about you.
Oh. And yeah, but that fills me with fear.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. I have two things to talk about today, and you can pick. You can pick. Which I begin with. Number one is me fighting Adam Owen. Number two is a very new game I've been playing. It's very fun. Very fun.
Number three, Adam Owen fighting you.
Hmm. Where do we begin? Game.
Well, I like
game or shenanigans.
I have very, very few things to say about this game. Still, you can dual wield things.
Oh, that's cool.
You can have like a sawed-off shotgun in one hand and like a pistol in the other.
Yeah.
You can have two pistols and just sort of like shoot right click for one of them, left click for the other. It's pretty fun to do that. And if you're like right-handed or left-handed, you know, the gun in one of your hands will reload faster and be more accurate.
That's pretty cool. Did you ever play Outlaws?
Gun is the only
Western game I played.
Yeah, it's from LucasArts. It's an old Doom clone.
Oh,
it's really cool.
Oh yes, that was really fun.
Yeah, the problem was you had to kill every enemy on the levels.
Yeah, so you
and then you get the boss enemy. So you're like, wait, fuck, I have one enemy left.
Yeah,
where is he?
They were good
and
maps
then
though.
Run around the level for hours.
They were just like a big, big ish. You know, like a western town or a fort or something, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was, I think it was a game called Wild Guns on the Super Nintendo. It was like a rail shooter.
No one
said. Cyberpunk western game.
I think you're right, actually.
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked that game.
And, of course, Sunset Riders.
Of course.
Yes.
Where you were.
Yes.
And Super Nintendo.
And you were a pink Mexican.
Yeah. I always picked the dual shotguns guy.
No, that was the pink Mexican.
Yep. That's something that I actually played on an actual arcade machine.
Cool. Oh, arcade machines. I remember those.
Oh. Yeah. That was cool.
Man, Western games used to be really cool.
And Western movies as well.
Red Dead Redemption's really good.
It's good.
It is.
It's okay, but it's not... The controls are so shitty on it. It's hard to like it at times.
Yeah. It surprised me by not being as Grand Theft Auto-y in the way... lays out its plot that I thought.
That is true. My problem with Red Dead Redemption was it's fun, but it gets old really fast.
Yes, it.
I didn't get that. It took me like 3 attempts to get into it, but when I finally got into it, I 100%ed it.
I got into it the first time. Like I was loving it, and I played it for like 2 or 3 hours straight or something. I was like, "This is great."
Yeah.
Then I picked it up, and I was like. I don't know. This isn't fun anymore. I'll try starting over again. And then I tried starting over again. I was like, replaying this is
starting
not
over
fun
seems
at all.
Like madness. The first hour in any Rockstar game is just pure horror. The first 5 hours.
Every time I've played Vice City and Bully, I've actually enjoyed it from the start.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a very hard time with those in the first. They always are so. Every, like, the 10 first missions are always tutorials in their games.
Sure, that's true, but like I think it's Vice City is because it's just that's a game where you literally can just stop the story and the game will not fault you for it.
Ah, that's cool.
Hey, this game is like the reason that's my favorite Grand Theft Auto game is because it's the one that feels the most do what you want. Also, there's a really fun story for you to do when you feel like it. Like this is so much on both ends that I love. And Bully, I don't know. There's something with the way that game was written and just how it handled the story. I really enjoyed playing it from the start.
I never played it.
It came across as I think with Bully, I remember playing that ages ago, and that was also surprising. Now, wow, this is actually like nothing I've played before.
Yeah.
It seems like what I kind of wanted Grand Theft Auto 5 to do, and that's actually shake up how we view an open world game.
Yeah, because like it doesn't have a large world, but and the stuff you can do in that world and just like the stuff you do at the school, it's just it's like no other game.
It's not even overly different gameplay mechanic wise from other Grand Theft Auto games, but the use of a new setting, a school setting with a very set list of rules and a set list of what is going to be presented, means they're interesting.
Yeah, like you actually like the entire aspect of like having to get to your classes and doing that stuff and the summer school if you sucked at it, that was pretty neat too.
It helped that they made that fun and made it worth doing that.
Well,
Rockstar
made a fun game.
Yes, yeah, Bully is really, really good. I want Bully 2 badly. It's like, actually, I think I've said it before. I want Bully 2 inspired by Mean Girls.
That sounds horrific.
That would be good, but amazing.
I would sort of prefer it if it was something like a spin-off or its own separate thing.
Oh, sure, but like I want a Bully-esque game that takes sort of the plot of Mean Girls. I want to see girl bullies in focus here.
Well, you heard it here. Andrea wants girls be viciously beating each other.
I mean, sometimes.
That's pretty misogynist of you, Andrea.
That's
get it together.
Could you start, stop, you know, no, actually just keep doing it. It's great. They deserve it.
But yeah, getting back to Red Dead Redemption, another thing that another thing I was surprised about how much I liked was the main character.
Yes, that I will agree with. John Marston was a really good main character.
I was not expecting him to be actually pretty decent. I was expecting, I'm gruff and I'm essentially Batman because the writer's too lazy to think of anyone else.
He's really dumb in the beginning, though.
That's kind of why I liked him.
Yes, but
he's not coming in as the ultimate badass, I'm an 80s action hero, but I have a cowboy hat on. He's his own separate character. You can kind of see a personality there.
Yeah, but the thing is, he just walked up to like a big fortress full of bad guys and say, "Hey, I'ma kill you or drag you to jail. What do you say?"
That's part of why I liked him. I just thought,
you know, he should have at least.
Well, eventually,
he should have taken cover. Or he just stood there in the open. So stupid. I got annoyed at I annoyed by that aspect.
Did any of you ever play...
Everyone else in the game agreed with you, as in everyone was like, "Wait, what the fuck did you do?" Well, of course you got shot to pieces, you
dumbass.
did any of you ever play Red Dead Revolver?
No.
No.
No, I have it lined up for like...
You have
no,
right.
I'm also interested in what people think of that one, because I never played it either. I missed out on it.
Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget about
Call of Juarez and Call of Juarez Bound by Blood and Call of Juarez the Shit and Call of Juarez Gunslinger.
Call of Juarez, we did a poop.
Call of Juarez, the first one. Call of Juarez, the first one was like, okay, this is a mediocre, okay action game. It's not great. It's not bad. Then Bound by Blood's like,
yeah, and then a boss fight happened, and then I said, "Fuck this! I'm actually going to try Fallout 3
instead."
Yeah, and
then
And I'm glad I did, because now Fallout 3 is one of my favorite games.
Bound by Blood
comes
out like, okay, the co-op is nice. The story is actually pretty interesting, but the gameplay feels really weird.
Is that... Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's the one that's set very late in the Western days. And there's an achievement in the beginning if you don't kill a cow. Which I killed the cow, so I didn't get the achievement.
You monster.
But it's one of those Call of Duty Breach moments where, like, okay, one, two, and you open up and you're supposed to shoot people, and there's a cow right in front of you. And you're first like, you're supposed to say, "Oh shit," and you shoot. And it's like, oh, you killed a cow.
You're the worst person in the world.
That was the best part of the game. Then the fucking cartel happened.
That was a game I know about. And not
that
in a good way.
That could have been made by Springles.
yeah, it could have.
He just sits down and says, with a document in front of him, and just scrolls, "Fuck the Blackies" on it.
I mean, the game, the entire concept for the game felt like a bad parody of how companies ruin franchises. Call of Duty isn't even a franchise worth ruining.
It's just one of those middle of the shelves, why not games.
And then the gunslinger happened.
That one seems a lot of fun.
Yeah, seems I like. Haven't played it, but it's getting it's got really good reviews. It looks really fun.
It looks fun.
I might
and
even hit that.
It looks like a fun arcadey bit of nonsense.
Yeah, and I can like I can appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
I knew there was another cowboy game I was interested in somewhere. I completely forgot that
that's
it was
the
a
only
fucking,
other cowboy game made ever.
Desperados.
Yeah.
The one that's...
Oh, come on. No one played Desperados?
Is that the one where it's basically...
It's a turn-based tactical game.
So it's Commandos.
Yeah,
in
pretty much.
Oh, that Commandos. What's that? Turn-based? That wasn't turn-based. That was real-time Commandos.
Yeah, but Desperados is turn-based.
Oh, really?
It's isometric. There are two games, Desperados and Desperados 2 Blood something, I think. They're really, really fun.
Are they?
All strategy games. They're on PC, both of them. I didn't play much of the second one, but the first one I love. I think it's called Desperados Wanted Dead or Alive. I'm not certain. I got it. I got the demo from a box of cereal.
Cool.
And I think it's on Good Old Games or Steam.
It's probably on.
It is on GOG, and speaking of that, they have another Insomnia.
Oh, great. One. Great. So I guess I'm going on GOG.
Sorry about that.
Fuck. Okay, it's currently Siberia. I don't want that.
Siberia is good.
I've only got one game from that Insomnia 7. That's, can't remember the name of it. Something like Long Live the Queen.
Oh, I want that game.
Is that the princess management game?
Yeah. It comes across as what if you were a princess who had to suddenly live through the Game of Thrones?
But that's really cool. But a lot more anime.
Yeah.
Well,
it's anime.
Just in presentation, but not so much.
Well,
apparently the idea is that you kind of have to be pretty brutal.
Yeah, but
if you want to.
Yeah, but it's
live.
It's you know it you have your father is apparently older than you, but he looks like he's 14 as well. It's those kinds of anime stuff.
I think you got like 19 games of the last one. because they were doing it in order of years. Like they started off with the games like Zork. I'm like, oh, I'm getting that. Oh, Ultima, I'm getting that. Oh, and just a bunch of old games I played as a kid. I was like, oh, fuck, I want all of these.
Nerd.
Ah, Zork.
I just noticed that if you're using the web version of Twitter to send direct messages, you can report your message.
I am Tommy, I am a bad man.
Oh, wow, this guy is so racist.
How could he say these things about the Mexicans?
The blacks.
Tommy, who do you hate the most, the Mexicans or the blacks?
Russians.
Jews. Yeah. They are the worst.
You know what?
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude. Oh, Maddie, here's a hypothetical for you, right?
Aw.
No. Who's worse, Russians or Jews?
A Russian Jew.
I don't think that's legal.
Checkmate, bro. Checkmate.
So I have a story about the Jews. So
oh, God.
I was with my friends yesterday, and I was just telling so many Jewish jokes, just like left, right, and center, and it came to the point where I realized that you people have actually made me really good at it. I'm just a fantastic.
Let's go. Finally, have a skill. That makes a difference, you.
I mean,
well, we forced him to come up with a defensive measure for.
Wow.
Everything we do to him, so it's now affected
him. We don't do anything bad to him. Hey, Jew boy, did we do anything bad to you?
Do we nail you to a piece of wood?
Hey, Juden, have we ever tried to burn your testicles
with
fire?
Not many people can say they've done that. Why
would
you
enjoy
me as if I'm Jenny?
because he's not answering.
Hello, my name is.
What was the question?
Hey Jay, have we ever burned your testicles with fire?
No.
Would you like?
I'd rather you didn't.
What if I started doing it right now?
I would just hug you, and I would say, please don't do that. And then you would probably do it, but you would probably do it anyway, and I would be very sad.
Get yourself close to him to burn your genitals.
But I would hug him in the hopes that he would stop.
What's the incentive to make the same mistake?
So he wouldn't burn my... I want to love him, and then he won't do it, hopefully, but then...
Well, then I hope you like the feeling of coagulating sperm.
Well, there's a name for this
I don't
podcast.
Know.
I hope you like the feeling of coagulating sperm. That'd be good.
Hey, Adam Owen, tell me about your sperm.
Ew.
How many do you have on you today?
Sam Morris's urethra is so tight, right? Because the urethra scales with the face. He could only push out one sperm at a time.
I've seen it.
He still doesn't take the chance though. He only does it up the butt.
Here's something you don't know about Sam Maurice, right? First of all, he is the front runner for the UKIP vice chancellorship. Because he comes out to me and I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and he tells me, I want all the faggots to burn. Just like that. I mean, I started crying. I had to call up Vid and just go, oh, you want to leave?
You were like, oh, but I have gay friends. I do a podcast with Sam Morris. You shut up. That's what you told him.
Yeah, and he just said, fuck him. And he just started smoking cigarettes and putting them out on children.
And, you should have put out the
Sam
children.
Morris. No, you know what? Children are very slutty, though. They probably like it. What? Come on.
No, I'm not touching that one.
What do you have to say?
What? Children should not be leading grown men on.
Hey, don't be Jonathan Holmes.
How about... Hey! Don't be on a sad brown man. We have enough of those.
Speaking of breaking news: Jim Sterling has been liberated, and finally, the great struggle is behind him. He has finally left the DMV, and he might now have his driving permit.
I'm very happy that I'm gonna have a driver's license before my Lord and Savior Jim Sterling.
Does that make you the Antichrist?
I have a driver's license now.
Yeah, but you are the Antichrist.
Oh God, no!
Yeah, oh, Adam.
I did one like one and a half years ago. Where does that put me?
You're the Pope.
That's the level of evil.
It's like you're just sitting there with your ruby slippers and whatever the fuck you wear.
That doesn't. And your big hat. You're making it sound better and better.
I mean, you have sex with so many boys, and they always lead you on. Oh shit! That train almost got me again.
Okay, fine.
I was gonna
tell you about talking about your things, Shoestring.
I want to talk about your things. Can I do it right? We can blame the crack addict that guested a few weeks ago, right? His name is Morgan or something.
Morgan
whatever.
Chase, yeah.
He turned me on to a game called Factorio. And in it, right, it's... I don't want to compare it to... Oops, I crashed a car into a train. I don't want to compare it to Minecraft, but it's basically a top-down game. And you start out... It's just a blank, you know, trees and minerals and stuff. And first, you have... you just you mine and you stuff do stuff by hand, but it all leads up to making a massive production line that it's all automated. So you're building assembly plants. You're building what is it called, automated mines, power plants, and stuff like that to build. Just it's resource and crafting, but it's all automated. It's all with assembly lines and shit.
Amazing.
It sounds like jolly good fun.
You know what? It's a bit of an Asperger's game, but it's really good. And I have trains that send resources to places. And I smile a little bit inside. And I think about Adamo and I stop
smiling. Oh, so now you stop smiling.
Oh, no one likes the game I like.
He's so Asperger's. Oh. We finally found out what kind of Asperger's you have, Matty Shoestring.
We did!
The kind that A, likes Factorio, and B, likes Warhammer 40k lore.
I do know a lot of Warhammer 40k lore.
Give me a brief summary of Warhammer 40k.
Oh, fuck no.
Okay.
No. Last week, 2 weeks ago's bit about Sam Morris desperately trying to tell us that Metal Gear's story is not shit has inspired me. Tell us all about
you
Warhammer
40k
Shoestring.
Oh god. Okay, imagine the most densest and needlessly dense sci-fi worlds that ever existed, and then you got Warhammer 40k. Actually, I will just say one small thing about it. It's a game that starts with the tagline, "In the grim, dark future, there's only war," and that's where we got the phrase grim dark from.
Well, that's...
Yeah,
all right. That was
so there is war.
That's good.
I played that one game called... Yes, it was
War. I reviewed that. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Space Marine is really good. It has large green
men,
and they say
hack-and-slash third person shooter that really did both things really good.
It worked.
Yeah.
It worked incredibly well, and you have to say the gun, the sound of the gun going off.
I just like
how
really
good.
Kaboom. I love how unique.
And I can explain why.
It was like Bully in that it felt like all of the mechanics from third-person shooters were there and hack and slash were there, but it was all interpreted in a new and different way. It was a lot heavier. There were new weapons involved. The art style was fantastic.
Dare we say visceral?
Yes.
No, not this again. Tommy!
No, it...
Oh, I didn't like this.
Really?
What?
What? Tommy, get the fuck off this
it's
podcast.
It's probably because, for some reason, I tried to
suck
like
at it.
To actually, you know, know the reason of why am I doing the things that told to do.
Oh. The thing is, it would take me 5 hours to explain the backstory alone.
But,
and unlike
Sam
Morris, you're wise
okay game,
to
but
not do that.
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
Precisely.
But? No, not that either. I have
Jordan?
Got a pretty interesting thing on the 3DS. It's called Outdoors Unleashed Africa 3D.
Okay.
What? This sounds racist.
Yeah, it's a game where you basically
unleash black people into the wilderness. And the murder?
Is it a game where you look at a lion in the face and say, fuck you?
Please, Tommy, go on before we continue.
May I?
Tommy?
Thank you.
Yes, please.
It's a game where you murder Africa on rails.
Wait. Tell me what it was called again.
Outdoors Unleashed Africa 3D.
Outdoors Unleashed. It's not a
new
Cabela game, is it? Those do that as well. You drive around and kill Africa.
I've heard
okay,
that
tell
voice.
Me about the game. I need to know now. What?
It's yeah. a beautiful day
what?
In Africa.
It's
oh,
a
God,
beautiful
what have I done?
Day. Is it Jamaican?
Extremely insensitive.
Okay, so the game is apparently developed in Poland, which explains quite a bit. And, it's an
okay.
on-rails shooter where you
yeah.
basically shoot animals. And the exact same man
yeah.
Lets you know if you did a headshot or a double kill or something like that. And you... it's a pretty interesting game because... Turns out that in Africa, there are coins hidden in animals' heads. Sometimes lots of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And
okay. Please tell me
so,
more.
So, yeah, it's on rails. You use the analog knob to aim. You have a bit of a aiming reticle on the touchscreen, but, you know, it's very straightforward. You have two weapons, your rifle and your sidearm, and you... unlock upgrades with probably buy more with coins and stuff like that. The UI is pretty bad, but other than that, it's you know it's just dumb shooter, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Does this mean that Nintendo is safe?
Yeah, of course. I mean the £7 that it cost me will definitely turn the company around.
You will get a handwritten note from Iwata.
No. He'll start with "We're so sorry," and then he will say "Thank you," and then he will end with "We're so
please
sorry."
Understand.
He will say please understand. Hey, at a moment, stick up for your favorite company.
Yeah,
company,
and then they're
going
to say we didn't want to make a political statement with this game. Okay,
but we don't.
We don't
like black
we did not
begin
to do any social
statement.
Commentary.
It's just fact.
Yeah. Well,
it's a fun
one. I want anyone to cry a little.
Guys.
About murdering Africa.
Why are you going to bring politics into our fun, wonderful games, guys?
Didn't you hear the guy is just now? He said it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for us.
That's
why.
That sounded Scottish.
He sounds more Jamaican to me.
Oh, God.
It's a beautiful
day in Africa.
Okay. No. At a moment. Do a Scottish cube. Cat no, what's it called? Jamaican man.
That's
a Scottish
like a
Jamaican man.
Basically, be the new voice of the demo. The demo man. He's Scottish
demo
and
man.
Black there for you.
I think I can do an Irish accent, that's about it. Oh, Moira, get back in the kitchen,
oh,
you fucking
cunt! Oh, fucking hell, Massey! What the fuck? You're drunk again!
Oh, fuck you, you fat fucking bitch!
Oh,
fucking
no, you're gonna
you.
Beat me over the head with a potato again!
I'm gonna beat you with a potato. First, I'm gonna
fuck
the potato,
up.
Though.
It's gonna be all wet and sticky like.
Oh, look at this fucking contest. It's fucking Adam Owen, the Protestant fucking gobshite.
Fuck it all, Adam Owen. How are you still Protestant? I thought I told you to fucking convert.
Adam Owen, stop fucking me daughter as well. She don't like it no more.
No, seriously, stop it. I think her eyes are starting to water.
What?
I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Just go.
How do you? How? No, I refuse. I wanted to explain exactly how that works.
Like, sort of, like when you probably
fucking a woman
was,
so much.
Hey, Adam, stop having sex with my daughter, like on a regular basis, you know. But what? How I turned it around
yeah.
was. Hey, Adam Owen, stop doing her right now, right this second, like you are. Her eyes are starting to water. I don't think she can take much more.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
As her Irish father, I am very concerned that you keep coming to my house to have sex with my incredibly sexy daughter.
So you want him to keep coming?
Well, I'll be honest, like, if I had a daughter, I would want her to be lesbian, and you're getting a call.
Mm.
Because you know that my offspring would be dead sexy.
They will be incredibly skinny, but have massive genitalia.
Oh god. Like the vagina on that girl okay. is gonna be huge.
So do we have any questions this week?
There was one question in particular.
We haven't had Jesus, a break.
Yeah, but you haven't been reading the chat if you ask.
We have a shitload of questions.
We're doing a short episode this week.
Yes.
Oh, are we?
Oh. Okay, how are we now? Well, okay.
Yes.
Can I just say this first? Adam Owen. I want to punch you really hard in the face and see what happens.
That's what's going to happen.
Adam Owen.
Yes.
Read the question.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get the question first up.
God damn it, Adam Owen. I thought you had it.
Wasn't me. Adam Owen, why are you not unprepared? Why do you deny that the Holocaust happened?
What's the Holocaust?
It's this big thing that people were really into in the 60s, 40s. Probably 60s as well. They tried to bring it back. They were like,
trends and fashions always recycle, so eventually we will get the Holocaust and the trending topics again.
We do have actually quite a lot of questions. No, it's just
trending
Casey
topic,
having a
Juden problem
with someone on it.
Well, let's get the question and then let's study the argument.
Okay. Instead of that, I'm going to go straight to this one question. Ian Weber asks, I have a date. Any advice?
First of all, furiously masturbate before going on to make bad decisions
if you don't.
Okay, also, tell her that you did that so she does not feel threatened by
you.
That,
you just assumed it was a woman.
Tell her, tell her. Okay. Tell him or her that I have...
Normative guy.
It might be a gender-fluid person, not a gender person. They. You use the word
Well, it might
they.
Be a fucking dog. It might be a dog.
No.
Okay,
no.
He's dating a dog now.
Yeah, I found that it is not a very good compromise when it comes to that sort of thing.
It's
a chair. He's dating a chair.
Lovingly caress all the dwarves' legs.
Okay, she has really nice padding, and he loves
it. You're dating a chair, and act accordingly.
It's the only social justice appropriate way.
Yeah, sit on that face.
So, just think about baseball and don't fart.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
I just think you should mess.
Open your date by telling them that you listen to Podteed. And that they should go to audible.com and use the Podteed thing.
And
use the promotional code TEA. That's T to get a something something for Mumble boxes.
And to be more impressive, do it while ordering tea for her.
Yes.
And now I assume gender, I'm sorry.
Also, you should do a lot of bits from...
Here's the thing, I apologize for it.
Yeah, you're fucking sexist. I do never apologize... what? That's not English. I do not apologize when I am wrong, because that makes me a Nintendo. And I refuse to be a Nintendo.
I love you, Manny.
I take a very hard stance at being a Nintendo. I do not want to end up Adam Owen in an old folks home putting pine cones up
my
ass.
Tip number two, don't be a Nintendo.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a very good tip.
We should write a book.
How not to be a fucking Nintendo. Could we write a... how do I put this? How not to get stabbed?
That would be the title of the book.
It's going to be where do I put this?
I already figured out an entire chapter written by Swingles.
Good.
You know, I think that people know where do they put this, but how do they put this?
Yeah,
that's the whole other story.
If you're wondering where to take your date, I hear it's a beautiful day for safari.
Let's be honest, if you're dating someone, you're probably racist, and so are they. If you listen to this podcast...
If you listen to this podcast, you're not dating anyone.
I think our demographic...
Try.
Yeah, for some, I don't even believe this guy now. He just
Promise
said... He's just
to podcast.
Stirring shit.
Poser. Fake gamer.
Nerd. fake pod teeder.
I like stop that cosplaying as Sam Morris just because it's sexy.
You're seeking attention.
Stop trying to get attention. Stop trying to get attention by being fat like this.
Convention. That'd be terrifying.
I want. What would they even wear? Okay, how would you cosplay as Matt? Just giant.
Okay, first of all, you would get shoulder padding up the hoo ha.
So basically, only Henry Rollins and Glenn Danzig can cosplay as Matt.
Oh god, you're such a nerd.
Matt is easy. Just be a tiger.
I'm Tommy. I listen to music. Oh god, I would love that. I'm not a furry, but I would if I could be a tiger.
Convention, please, I beg you. It can be as crappy as you want. Cosplay Springles and take pictures.
I might try. I have one blank white t-shirt, so I might just get a print of just Springles face on the t-shirt saying. Well, what can he be saying? I guess he could say it's a beautiful day for a safari, but.
Yeah.
he could say, fuck off, fatty.
Also, that's another tip for the dating. Wear a pod tee t-shirt. A pod tee shirt.
Why aren't we making... We could make upwards of -$500 if we made t-shirts.
Next question. Ethan Redmond asks, is Sam Morris real? Yes, we just married him off to someone else.
No.
Well, I mean, he's not alive.
He's dead. He's rotting in my basement right now. I mean, we all take turns at the club. Rogering the old Sam.
Casey Choker asks, can you have Sam explain the plot of every Metal Gear Solid game? No, we can't. He's not
actually, Vince Thurman is playing the role of Sam Morris.
Yeah. I'm our temporary Sam
Morris.
In the hopes that the women love him more.
What happens in the Snake game?
Clones!
Okay, I think that'll do. I think we've got the gist of it.
Yeah, you do.
Alicia Biraf, how you say his name? Biraf? Tell me who the sexiest obscure fighting game characters is. Tell me who the sexiest obscure fighting game characters is.
Could it be like side-scrolling punching games, like Streets of Rage?
You want Poison, huh?
It's the one that's basically Die Hard, but they couldn't get the license, Dynamite so they Cup? Changed up the names. Yes. Because Bruce Willis.
Let me think. Princess Peach.
I sort of missed the question because I was fixing a thing on Boston. What was it?
Fighting game characters you find sexy.
Oh.
Mai is quite sexy.
I could Mai list Shiran, for hours.
Okay, which one would it tap right now, if you could?
Okay, I'm deciding between two of them, so someone else talk while you...
Well, next question is, out of...
No, we're not done yet.
Tommy, do you want to answer? And Jay, motherfucker, do you play fighting games? Unmute your fucking mic.
I like the one where Deadpool is in it, and it's
so your answer is Phoenix.
God damn it!
What I hate, I don't like most fighting games. They're like it's too much for me.
Don't you know the characters though?
I will play a fighting game if I know the characters, so I'll play the Marvel ones. But other than that, I don't like them.
Well, then obviously
I don't like
your
Injustice
name is,
either. It feels ugh.
Well, then it's clearly Miss Marvel.
I really thought Quarren
or She-Hulk.
From Tekken.
Tommy, who is your... Who? What's Tommy's favorite?
I don't have one.
Oh. That's a really bad
I don't know. A few people from Tekken were...
Pretty nice.
But they're... I can't
really? You can't... They're so poly... Bad.
And not in Tekken 5.
They have this be child face. That,
Maddie, come on.
Oh, all right. I forgot. You are a registered something.
A registered wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Totally not, you know, no jail time served.
None whatsoever. I would be beaten within days.
You would love it, though.
Nah.
Okay, next question.
Some people are asking what we think about Mario Kart 8.
I don't
care. Okay, that's our answer. Mario Kart 8 on Xbox One. Oh, Ben Spike, you rascal.
What's an Xbox One?
If Ape Escape can Iggy's Wrecking Balls. Yeah, this is what we get for questions.
Well, they're all shit.
Ian Haynes, who has a very direct connection to Sam Morris, asks, predictions. Guess where the emphasis was.
I have decided. I am going with Aoko Aozaki from Melty Blood. The red-headed version. Melty Blood. It's a fighting game from Tsukihime.
That is proper
It's not
obscure,
fighting
yes.
It's really good. E3 predictions. I will not be doing mine because that's going to be on the BD podcast soon.
I will also not do mine because...
That's going to be on the BD podcast soon.
Well, that...
I'm going to say that there will be... I hope for a new Fallout or something
announced. Bingo again on Boss Dungeon. That's technically an announcement.
Well, that would be still good a month for
cool
me, guys.
Beans. Cool
on.
Beans.
The week...
Wait, what's the free space in E3 Bingo?
I forgot which one we had last year.
How about
racist?
Reggie is in
Cooks
it
on the stage. Yeah, that's the free space.
I'd like that.
Who wouldn't?
I would watch that.
But Reggie's not going to be on the stage. There's no press conference for Nintendo.
Yeah, but he's gonna be at the Super Smash Bros.
Really?
Tournament thing, and then he's gonna say, "Can I have everyone's attention, please?" And then he just poops.
Is it gonna be like a hard poop, or is it just gonna dribble out?
That's when the predictions come in. We don't know.
Yeah, that's not on the free space. I mean, there's predictions about
the
thing.
He looks like a very angry man, so he probably eats a lot of beef. So it's just prompt.
Well, I reckon that should be one the tradition giant that upholds every single Nintendo press conference. What shit is Reggie going to do next?
It's like Groundhog Day. If it's loose, then it's 2 more weeks of winter.
They base all of their fiscal predictions on Reggie's poop. In the middle of it.
Oh,
in
no.
Middle of his chair,
we're doing really.
In the middle of a
we're doing poorly this year.
He just gets on the table and he does the ginormous poop, and everyone looks at the poop going, oh, yes, oh, yes. It's a good year for Nintendo this year. Look at the poop.
It's like ancient soothsayers. They're like opening
There's
up a pig, but they're
there.
Just poking at this poo instead.
Shouting incantations.
It's an old Chinese wizard with a giant,
and with the
shiny, really long
poo
white
wizard,
beard.
I think we have reached the top of the episode.
Before we go, I did imagine a Native American going, "Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh.
Hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, how's your poo? How's your poo?"
Actually, a similar thing happens in the main menu of the game I play.
What? A poo or a witch doctor?
Native
Can you please send me this game?
Okay.
Because it's expensive. Everywhere.
Native poo.
But
yeah, hang on. I'm going to start it up.
But well, while we're doing that, we can do the wrap up.
It sounds fun. Wrap it up.
Adam Owen. I am
gonna put
on
it
Adam
in
likes to watch.wordpress.com. I am also on Boss Dungeon, which is lovely. It's wonderful. I get to write about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure on there. So, fuck all y'all. It is bizarre.
It seems bizarre.
How
to
bizarre?
Me.
How bizarre? How bizarre?
I listened to that song way bizarre. More now than bizarre. I think I ever have all month.
How bizarre?
I don't think I've ever heard it in my life.
I love you. I love you, Adamo. Right. I love you. I'm not even joking. Maddie. I'm romantically in love with you.
What are you plugging?
You know what? I have a
Tumblr. I follow it.
I follow it as well.
Andrea, tell me how nice it is.
You're missing out. It's.
Is it nice?
Well, it's all about the fun that women can have. In a manner of speaking.
It is a very sex positive page, or it's what I choose to do. It's Maddie-Shoestring at tumblr.com. So, there is porn there.
All right, Sam.
You can look at it,
Sam.
Sam.
I made you. It's fun.
I'm at a parking lot and I'm super rich now. I imagine that fuck you, Maddie, when I
called him to move, and then he remembered he had to go prop up Sam corpse puppet.
Now I have to say his something.
His arm fell off in the,
and that,
in the rush.
You're SpongeSquirrel on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I am SpongeSquirrel on Twitter. The yeah, squirrel. Yeah. Well, get it right.
SpongeSquirrel is something worse.
Spunk Swaggle.
Oh. What? Did he call him Dodger?
Tommy, what do you want to plug?
Oh, yes.
Tommy?
That's
Tommy.
So good.
That sounds...
Tommy, we can hear you.
Yeah, the African... the African voices don't come until like a minute in. So I guess in the meantime, I can be stalling for time. So...
I'm down.
So I
do it.
I'm not tweeting very much, but I do have a Twitter. I do like how Vid Sermon pronounces my Twitter handle, so I'd like him to do this.
Hello, I am Tommy. My Twitter handle is tomalinsky.com.
Okay.
I like
and
croissants.
His ass is so cheap, right? I pay microtransactions for it. iOS.
Ho ho!
It's not a very open platform.
And of course, Tommy is also on Boss Dungeon.
Yeah. No, Tom.
Yep. Jake Solomon.
Sometimes, I believe.
Can be found on Wall Street, ruining the economy.
Jay
said he had to go.
He actually left a little bit ago. He had to do some Jew things. So he had to. I think he had to get the inner city AIDS.
You better
be
back next week.
Yep. I mean, can you blame? Unless
you can do
you're
what you
not
want.
Do, you know what? If you like this, shut up. If you like this podcast, right, first of all, seek medical attention. Second of all, tell all your friends, because we're sad and lonely. And we seek attention. That's why we dress up like sexy reason. Cosplay girls. I mean, I need the positive, like, they tell me, oh, your tits are so big. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. Are we getting to
we're at the point. Thank you for listening, everyone.
You can get to my point. Yeah.
The point of no return.
All right. No, fuck you. Fuck you. No. You can find me on Twitter as well.
Ritsu. Ugh.
And I write for Boss Dungeon. I have a new podcast called Firmware Update. This week, Adam Owen and Emma Collin from Boss Dungeon was on. It was on Monday. It's on YouTube, iTunes, and the custom RSS feeds. It's really good. It's 1 hour long. We discuss Nintendo in it, and we discuss Xbox One in it, and then we talk about E3 rumors, which are terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, God, Adam Owen. Adam motherfucking Owen.
Wow.
I would wreck you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Kissable skills, kissable boys. You're all my kissable boys.
Right, that's it.
You're gonna slip it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's over. Why were we doing such a short one today?